Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, you're live from the Gathering of Christ Church. How are you doing, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
How you doing? You see the stranger things going on in the earth right now since 2020. It's a psyop aimed towards distracting the people through fear can get something in them that they may regret, that I believe they will regret. Go on.
Okay, so there was two different scenarios. Okay, so the first one was I went to go visit my father back home. He actually lives in Flint, Michigan. And I was actually on TV watching, and the commercial came on, and it was a little boy running through the football field. Like, he was getting ready to go through the football field. And his coach stops him, and he asked him, he said, "Do you have the, you know, the jab?" He said, "No." He said, "Oh, you don't?" He said, "Your mother is going to be very mad that you didn't take it." He was like, "You want your mother to get sick and die?" And the little boy was like, "No." He was like, "Well, come on and let's go." And, like, the commercial ended. And I was, I've never seen nothing like it before. He was telling him, like, if he didn't take it, his mom was going to die. He was going to get sick and all of that. And it was like as if he was taking him himself to get it. And then so just to piggyback off the honeypot that the lady seen in the video, well, on the internet and stuff, they have black women promoting this vaginal supplement, and it's called boric acid. And they tell them, "Oh, you can get rid of BV with this. You can get rid of smells with this and all of that." And this other lady come on. She's like, "You actually got your sisters promoting this." She said, "Did you know that 10 years ago you would not be able to find this on shelves?" She said the only place that you would be able to find it was at a veterinarian store for horses.
And I remember, sister, people put boric acid down to kill roaches.
Right, and they're giving it to, they have black women promoting it, like, "Oh, do you want a healthier vaginal system? Well, insert this, and everything will be okay." And to come to find out that it's for horses and roaches. And I'm just like, wow, you know, and they don't have any, you know, not to be funny, they don't have any white women promoting this. It's all the black women promoting this all over TikTok, Facebook. And they're like, go to the stores and get this. Go to the stores and get this. And you got this stuff selling out on stores because women believe that it's going to help their, you know, their reproductive system.
So, listen, I don't want to segue here, but what's wrong with these sisters who would just run to any campaign without doing the research just for the attention? I'm listening.
Now it became a popular thing, you know, about the, oh, I'm so spiritual and, you know, with crystals and things like that. So when a black woman who is into spirituality and crystals and things like that, when she begins to get online and promote these things, it draws other black women to go and buy these things because, oh, they're spiritual. They see in a different realm that we can't see. They know what's good for the body and things like that. That would promote women to go buy these things because the women who are promoting it are, quote, unquote, spiritual, and they can see things that we can't see and stuff like that. They do their own research.
Strange. These are witches. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Let me get to the next call. I'm glad you brought that forth. What's your name again?
My name is Mimi.
You always bring some good information. I really appreciate it, sister. And what I would advise is sisters start really opening their eyes, reading all these other products, and understand that we're under a spiritual attack by witches. They're using the witches, these impressionable people, like the witchcraft, the long fingernails, the eyelashes, and all this other crap. And this is all witch tactics, folks. But I'm glad you brought it out. And the products they're pushing. Thank you for bringing that out. And you know what? The same time they've been pushing these shots, they've been empowering these women with all these crazy witchcraft tactics the same time. Understand, we're under attack, folks. And then on the male side, the feminized men, Nas X, trans, listen, there's no such thing. I don't know what a trans woman is, okay? I don't know what any of this stuff is. They've been using men feminized and have put women to the forefront who are straight out witches. And understand, at the end of the day, and I'm glad you said something, put you on hold, sister, it's our children that must weed through all of this. I can't imagine what it is. Think about this, folks. To be bringing up a child in this time to explain all of this mess. Can you imagine? And this is why Christ says, woe to them that give suck in that day. Can you imagine when your child go outside, what they're faced with? Only for you have to, every night, try to understand what they learned outside to unscramble their brain to get them back to where they were with you. Next call, 502 area code. Only got a few calls. 502.
Hello?
Break. Shalom. How are you? You see the topic, the strange activity since the virus began.
I actually have a flyer that was located in my children's doctor office just yesterday, and the fact that you was mentioning the cancers and all of that, there is a black doctor, I don't want to put her name out there because it just shocked me, and she's allowing for family and children to be genetic testing, and I'm just going to read what the flyer says real quick. It says, genetic testing can be a simple way to change the course of your health, a major benefit, and finally having answers to questions you've been asking for a long time. This allows you to identify nutritional weaknesses, supplement your unique needs, improve your health, and decrease the risk of disease. You are one test away from better health. Don't wait any longer. Find out how your genetics impact your health today. Give our office a call to schedule an appointment. And I've never seen that in my children's doctor's office. And it's called a neural scan.
Hmm. You know what we have to do? Because obviously the aim, they got to the elderly first, now it's the children, right? I believe that we have to have a conversation with our children and say, if anything strange, and just focus on the medical piece of things. If anybody talk about coronavirus or vaccines or anything, sex with you, at one time, the conversation, sister, used to be, if an adult touch you in the wrong place, please tell me you did nothing wrong. Discuss it with your parents. Remember, that was the most we had to fear when our children went outside. So, see, but now with that conversation, we have to now tell our children, any adult, even the adults they supposed to trust in school, teachers or doctors, any adult speak to them about anything concerning this virus, concerning sex, concerning gay, LGBT. If an adult speak to you about anything on this bucket list, son or daughter, call my cell phone immediately. Understand that this is an emergency
too,
if
elder.
It happens. Yeah. If they talk
mental
about
health
mental health, if they ask you about whether or not your father beat you or your mother beat you with a stick, I mean with a switch or a switch or a belt, that's another trick they do.
Yes.
They just need information to say that the child is being abused. So here's trick questions. Oh, do your mother and father hit you with their hands or a belt? If the child answer any question, CPS is at your house because the child just told the teacher you beat them. So make sure, brothers and sisters, you speak to your children and know that if they're speaking to a stranger who don't mean you any good and your child any good, for them to give you a call. Go ahead, sister. You have the last word.
Yes, Elder. One last thing. My husband had to run out, but we both have noticed that we have a population of other people in our neighborhood. We live in an urban neighborhood, and now we have like people like almost on like every street, and that's what has changed in in our neighborhood.
When you say people on every street, what do you mean by that?
I have noticed people who are not they're antisocial. They go straight in their house and they don't come out. They're from another nationality. My husband has seen like guys walking up and down our street with military boots on, and they look like they're from another country. And he said that that really bothered him.
And where exactly? Where do you live? Where do you live, sister?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. Okay, are you linked with the church down there?
Yes, we are, Elder. We are in the baptism class. We are signed up for the upcoming Hebrew Bible Academy. We're getting it in.
And it's going to be deep. And this next academy is going to be the Academy of All Academies. But, sister, I'll tell you this. Stay linked in with us. You'll be okay. And if you see anything strange, let the leader know there, and we'll guide you through, okay?
All right, Elder. Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Bless you. Next call, 412 area code.
Oh.
412 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. There's some strange things that have been going on since the so-called virus. What say you?
I was just listening, and I was just in agreement with everything that's being brought forth. I'm just paying attention, but that video that you showed with that guy that was in Philadelphia, that took the cake for me. I was like, I just want to cry.
And it's just, sister, when I seen it, I wanted to cry, and I'm glad there's someone with outrage out there, okay? And a lot of people talk about white people that don't care. Listen, this guy didn't have to stand up. He says, listen, black sisters, is this what you want? Is this how you want to be betrayed? So something is going on in our culture, a subculture, because none of us are standing up to those who are making us look bad. It's to a degree now they will use the bottom of our community and promote that to our children? How can you have women bending over, holding poles and all that on a school bus? That means what? That means our society is open to accept that degradation as the norm. Someone should, I mean, listen. I'm not going to say vandalize something. I'm going to leave it there. But all I got to say is it should have been some brother somewhere to make sure that nothing like that ever happened again and that someone gets fired. Can you imagine if these were Asian women on the bus like that?
Yeah.
Or white women being betrayed on the bus? What's up with our people who would actually celebrate such activity, such degradation? Mm-hmm. Thank you, sister.
All right.
Hello. Man, look how low we've gone. And it's because people are online trying to see how to get the bag, how to get a man, and all this other crap instead of going to the Most High and saying, you know what? I humble myself to you. It's all about trickery. Staying online and find out what to do with your face, what to do with this. What to do with that? And now, it seems like our people are just looking to be objectified. And since we've cleaved to it, since men are now, because men aren't marrying, they just going through all the women. And everyone is passing everyone else around. And so since our culture agrees with it, hey, why not just paint it on a bus now and make it the norm for the children to understand this is what they can look forward to doing? Yeah, you young girls, if you're successful, no, you don't have to be a school teacher. Get an OnlyFans account and have a pole hanging in your room. It's a shame. What's good is that judgment is coming. 908 area code. 908. Okay, 908 isn't there. Next call. Last call, 941. 941 area code. Hello? Man, was he sweet? Interesting. All right. 412, you were already on, right?
Kanye said that was.
Okay, thank you. All right, that concludes our Patreon update. And folks, yes, strange things have happened since 2020, and it'll only get stranger. What I hope that you brothers and sisters do understand that these are psychological tactics before the war. Stay rooted in the Word of God. Prepare your family. And only focus on what you can control first. No one is going to save us out of this if we're not willing to take the initial steps to make sure our household needs are done. Are fulfilled in the event something goes down where the supermarkets aren't readily available to us anymore. Okay? Think about it, folks. We can't expect to be saved out of something that we're not willing to do what? That we're not willing to contribute to by first making sure our family has the bare minimum. If something goes down, if the grid go down, do you have a generator? Do you have a generator if the grid go down? Do you have some water in case they stop the water or begin to put something in the water that can cause harm? Do you have food, grain, backup for at least 2 to 3 months that can sustain you so you're not on the streets with those crazies when it all go down? If you don't, then you can't put that on no one else when it all goes down. Because, yes, we're going to do as much as we can to help people and guide them, okay? But all in all, if you don't have food, substance, in a time of trouble, when everyone else is out there panicking, you'll be too weak to be guided. You'll be too weak because why? Because of starvation and thirst. If you don't have substance, there's not enough fuel to get you from point A to point B. Now, is that the all to end all? No. But that's the first steps of preparation. And then we will... And the rest we'll give you as we go. But it's your responsibility to have the bare minimum to be guided and the strength to get there when it's time. With that, I'm going to say shalom. Stay tuned for our broadcast tomorrow. Stay tuned for our broadcast tomorrow. And that broadcast will be on GOCCNYC titled, Many Shall Betray One Another. Folks, the betrayal has already begun. Shalom, thank you for being loyal Patreon members, and this has been another Gathering of Christ Church update. Stay prayed up and have a blessed Sabbath. Shalom. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right? Blessings.